other kids I've just hired from locally to help me out. Well, they're out for the summer. They come every day. But they're enjoying it. They're good kids.
So you've been doing it for 5 years?
Yeah. My husband was born in it.
Oh, really?
He's been doing it all his life. Yeah. Where's he from? Where's he from? He's from, well, he's born in Michigan and his parents live in Florida. And we don't live anywhere. And there goes another winner.
That's crazy. He's born in Michigan.
Another big old buffalo. By golly, look at that. You can do it too, but you gotta play to win. Go for it, come on. You see the win here, you can be a winner too. Giving a try, giving it a go. One ring around the bottle is all it takes for the big old buffalo now. Safe, fair prizes, inside souvenir, here they are. Here to begin, bring them to win. They don't need safe one tonight. Go for it, come on, you gotta play to win. Win the book, try your luck, and take home a big toy tonight. Dig down in your pocket, see if you got a little extra change. Any prize you like for one win tonight. Come on, look at all the bottles down there. You ring any bottle one time and you take home one of the real big prizes, one of the giant-sized souvenirs right over here. Go for it. Come on, you got to play to win. Hit them and get them, ring them and win them. You only have to do it one time. Do it tonight. It only takes one to win. Ring that bottle, get that big toy now. Give it a try, give it a go. Ring a bottle one time and go home with a big old buffalo. Go home with a super-sized prize, a giant-sized souvenir from the beer right over here. Go for it. Come on. It's Bounce and Benny's Bottle Game back again at the fair this year, giving away more big toys than ever before. Come on. Be a winner, too, but you got to go for it. You can't win for watching. You can't win for walking by. Give it a go, give it a try. Bring one bottle and get a big prize now. A state fair size souvenir from right over here. Any prize you like, you take it home tonight for one win. Come on, to win them. Ring that bottle, get that big toy now. Yeah, go for it. Come on, ring them and win them. Hit them and get them. Pop them and bop them. It only takes one. One ring around any bottle one time is all it takes for the big prize at the fair this year. Super-sized souvenirs right over here. Come on, see how easy it really is. Look at all those bottles down there. You ring any bottle one time for the big prize tonight. Go for it. Come on. Giving away more big toys at the fair this year than any other stand on the Midway. Hit them and get them. Hop them, bop them, bring them and win them. It only takes one tonight. Give it a try. Give it a go. Bring that bottle. Get that buffalo. Get that lion. Get that tiger. Come on. More big toys than ever before right over here. You hit them and you get them. You ring them and you win them. And it only takes one. Bring that bottle one time and get that big prize now. Go for it. Come on. You got to play to win. Step over, step in, be the next one to win tonight. Super-sized prizes, giant-sized toys right over here. Go for it, come on. Shoot them and scoot them, hit them and get them, ring them and win them tonight. It only takes one.
Hi. Can we just ask what your name is just so we can have a record of it? Or you...
Okay. You got a pencil? If you spell it wrong, I'll never...
No, just tell us how to spell it.
Okay, it's Becky, B-E-C-K-E. I was born that way. Put a Y on there.
Okay.
It won't be me. It'll be someone else.
Okay.
It's B-E-C-K-E Thomas.
Okay.
Why?
Okay, no, we're just... We're recording some of the best. We hope one day at the museum. We're hoping one day to put out a record of some of the best game show people and his old time pitch with the carnival.
Really?
That did the sideshow.
The best person that was ever on this carnival is not here anymore. He wouldn't come back out there. They sold this show last year and he wouldn't come back.
Oh really?
Yep.
What did he use?
Walter Silverberg. His joint is pink.
What?
It's pink. His lumber is pink. Painted pink.
Uh-huh.
And he has what's called a crazy ball, and they've been taking that, they've been arresting that this year.
Uh-huh.
And it's called a crazy ball.
Is that where you roll a ping pong ball sort of?
No. This is a block with different birthday months, like April, May, June, blah, 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 all that on that. And you roll it out, put the thing in the middle, whatever comes up, that's who wins. And there's squares all around where you put your quarter down. And if you have your quarter on May, and it comes up on May, everybody with a quarter on May wins a prize. And they don't like that, because one person is shooting the ball for all of the people. So they feel like the that's gambling or whatever, but everybody wins there, and this guy talks from morning to night. He opens up 30 minutes before everybody else, and he closes an hour later. Him and his wife just stand there talking, and they never shut up, you know, and they say funny things to the people, and, you know, where I get in a rut and I say the same things over and over, he'll say something different all day long.
You always say the same things?
Not always, but, like, if I'm busy and I'm in a hurry, just the same thing comes out. If I have a little time to think about things, or something funny happens, or somebody with a funny hat comes up, or somebody cheats, or somebody steals a ring, then I have opportunity to say something else, you know. But anyway, my husband's name is Brad.
Brad. Are you from Gibsonton, or did you do
that? No. And that's kind of yucky down there.
Yeah.
That's old-timey. Only the old-timers live down there.
Really?
People like us live in normal houses in normal cities and have normal children and, you know.
Is that awesome?
You know, it's different. It's kind of evolving now. There's two generations.
Yeah.
We're the children of the other generation, if you understand what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And the old people mostly live down there. Old people are people that have been unsuccessful and just stay in one place.
Yeah.
Where is this?
In Gibsonton.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there. They have a convention down there every year.
Uh-huh.
And they show the new toys and the new games that you can buy.
Uh-huh.
And the new, make a new kind of a ring for a different price or whatever. You know, it's like a carnival.
Is it a small world or are there millions of people?
There's a lot, but you wouldn't meet one. I would know one, maybe. You know? It just depends. Like, there are people that are out here that are carnival people that you'll see walking by that you'll know that they're carnival people, but there's other ones that you would never even dream of. Never in a million years. Like, if I took off my apron, would I look like a carnival person to you?
No,
maybe?
No.
No. Or my husband either, I don't think.
No, no.
Or the girl, you know. Well, they're not. They're just out here for the summer. Then there's some people that are dyed in the wool, and they'll talk to you, and they'll say all the other stuff, you know.
What do his folks do now? Your husband?
They're retired. They're owners of things, you know. We operate them for them. So they sit back and take the money to the bank and send the money to the stock company and worry about trucks breaking down, which happens every week.
What else do you own besides these two?
One more like this that's bigger on the other end.
Who runs that one?
Ron. He's not related.
Oh, okay.
He's been around a long time. He's funny too.
Okay,
but
thanks for
have a good time, and we're not all bad.
Okay, thank
honest
you.
To God. Bye bye.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we appreciate it. That's why we enjoy talking to you.
Where's your next carnival?
We go to Danville, Virginia. It'll be a little smaller fair. This is the biggest fair on this whole route.
Is it really?
Yeah. We were in Manassas last week. It wasn't very good. So far, this spot is down about 30%.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, everybody's crying the blues. Because rent goes up and the money goes down. But that's COVID.
All right, get back to
you. See you later.
You can do it. You only got to play it one time to be a winner over here. Come on, get it up there.
the top of any bottle one time, and you can take home a giant souvenir. A big old souvenir. Go ahead, drink it. Get it on there. Shoot it in there. You bring the bottle one time, you win. Believe it.
is unusual entertainment. Hovering through great space. All here is perfect as a powerful one of wonder. From the throne, the luxury, the Chinese fortune tree, the luxury one, the following. Crystal with those vast Russian monsters, those giant reptiles from Burma. They're all really close to the a 350, and in today's standards, that is really a big V8.
I know one thing. Chevrolet ain't got it right because those engines still burn a terrific amount of fuel. If you can put a 350 in a pickup truck with a standard 4-speed and get better than 12 miles to the gallon, you're doing good. Well, this is one man that gets about 2 miles to the gallon, and he's Mr. Tommy Dean out of Doylestown. Gentlemen, the man who got pulling started over in Winchester, Virginia, the head of the Shenandoah Valley Pullers, Mr. Hilton Clark. All right, Hilton Clark by trade, an old farm boy. He is a vocational agricultural teacher there in Winchester. And I worked with Hilton Clark many, many years ago to get pulling started when the FFA boys sponsored it. Now, this is a small block 327 Chevrolet. He runs a small block, and that 327 will run with any of them. Coming out of Winchester, Virginia, Mr. Hilton Clark. Give you a nod when the sled's ready and the puller's ready, and then wave that green flag.